to Market Unplugged, a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello, listeners. You're tuned into Markets Unplugged, the weekly podcast on the stock market. I'm Santosh Nair, and with me is Prashant Nair, National News Editor, CNBC TV 18. Prashant, hi. Good to have you on board.
Great to be back, Santosh. Always a pleasure.
Prashant, quite a roller coaster ride this week, especially after the Fed meet. But so far, the market doesn't appear to be too bothered about the Fed decision to advance the timing of its rate hikes. Also, this is the first time in 5 weeks that the market has ended lower on a weekly basis. So just put this move in context.
I think the volatility definitely has picked up, especially after the Fed meeting. We'll talk more about that. Friday basically was the huge candle day, right? The low on Friday was 15,450. And then by close, we had recovered to 15,700 plus, almost 15,750. So in the morning, in the first half, the market was looking like a goner, but it recovered very smartly. And why not? Because Santosh, if you look at global markets, I'm talking about equity markets, right? There was no great sell-off or anything of that sort. On Thursday, the U.S. market, for example, the S&P ended flat, the Nasdaq was up just under 1%. And here we had this huge sell-off in the first half of Friday, which the market recovered smartly by close. So I don't think this kind of signals a hard reversal of the up move that we have been seeing. It's quite remarkable that the Nifty actually ended up about 0.25%. That's about, 35, 40 points or so. In terms of technicals as well, I mean, the Nifty is on Friday, after all that volatility, closed above its 20-day moving average, which is about 15,600. We left off about 15,700. So I think, I mean, it should be quite okay if you look at it from an index point of view. What has happened across the board as far as stocks, etc. go, that's another matter which we can come to later.
So, Prashant, the large cap indices and the second line indices seem to be telling a slightly different story. So, while the frontline stocks held up well, you're seeing a fair bit of pressure in many of the second line stocks. So, out there, what is the mood like right now?
You know, the prices had run up quite a bit, Santosh. Leverage was very, very high, as happens in all bull markets. And gains beget more gains, right? So, people loaded up. Based on gains that they had already experienced. And I think a lot of that got unwound, especially on Thursday and then majorly on Friday as well. But I think this is profit taking more than anything else. You know, I've been looking at retail and institutional share of overall markets, and the institutional share is about 17%. The rest is all retail, HNI, family ops. I'm just clubbing that together as retail. So I think in the broader market, that is basically what has happened. Too much position, maybe a little too much in terms of leverage, and that got somewhat cleaned up over the last 2 days of the week.
And there also seems to be some concern about the rise in the dollar index. Could you just elaborate a bit on that?
So the dollar has moved up, Santosh. That is correct. But it is also true that it is on Thursday, for example, and we'll see what happens over the next couple of days. On Thursday, it sort of stopped short of taking out an important 61.8 Fibonacci retracement. That number was about 91.95. So I think as long as we stay under this level of the dollar index, I mean, things should be okay. You could tie this in with what happened in the bond market as well. The bond market, at one point, right after the Fed meeting, did seem a little worried. The dot plot suggested that. There was a bit of flattening of the yields as well. I'm talking about the relative performance of the short versus the long yields. But then on Thursday, which is the day after the Fed meeting, bond markets were okay. I mean, real yields were actually dropped, nominal yields dropped, inflation expectations came off. I mean, if you think about it, it's quite ironical that at a time when the Fed is now, after so much anticipation, finally saying that we're in a position where we should start talking about tapering at some point, inflation expectations look, they headed lower. Now, that is just one day. But I think all in all, if you put all of this together, I mean, it's kind of tough to imagine that this is the start of a big dollar rally or anything of that sort. I would say watch the 92 level of the dollar index carefully. That's an important technical level as well. And I think if the dollar stays under that, things should be all right.
So Prashant, what are the implications of a strong dollar index for equities and commodities?
I mean, for commodities, it is pretty clear. It is negative because commodity prices are in US dollar terms, and when the currency rises, prices come under pressure. So the correlation is pretty well established. Now, as I said, if the dollar stays well behaved under 92, I think, you know, interest may start to come back into the metal space. I think underlying commodity prices have corrected, but they're not in some, we've not seen a huge violent shakeout or anything. I mean, after a stupendous rise, they've pulled back 10, 15, 16%. I'm talking about the underlying base metal prices. So I think that it should be pretty okay. Steel is another category. I mean, you know, what happens to the dollar has a lot more impact on base metals. Steel, not so much. I mean, I think what happens to steel will sort of depend in will stay in the realm of demand and supply, and I think that should be well supported as far as steel prices go. I think all in all, it should. I mean, you know, metals have seen a decent pullback. But given the fact that demand conditions, especially in the West, etc., remain pretty strong, inventories remain very low, that's the indication that we get. I mean, there should be fundamental support for prices. If, of course, I mean, provided the dollar, as I said, stays where it is and does not see further spikes. I mean, if the dollar starts to go higher, sure, I mean, that means there will be profit taking, which perhaps may continue from here out as well. And I think commodities and metals, of course, are the big ones. Which are directly impacted from what happens to the dollar. But I think that also is a general tightening indicator. I mean, the dollar rising is basically financial conditions tightening, and that is not exactly great news for emerging markets. But as I said, I just want to go back to the point that at this stage, it doesn't look like we are in for one of those big rallies as far as the dollar goes.
Also, Prashant, the IPO market seems to be quite red hot. Are we seeing bubble valuations there?
You know, it's tough to say bubble valuations, but yeah, I mean, interest is right there. I mean, you can compare this with the big IPO boom we saw in 2007-2008. You look at something like, Shyam Metalics, which was basically an IPO which came. The promoters, I mean, you know, whatever the promoters were selling, 95% basically was, the IPO was constituted of 95% offer for sale, only 5% fresh issue, right? I mean, which means that, you know, the money which is being raised, 95% of it is going to the promoter. Only 5% is coming into the company. The issue was subscribed 120 times or something. Retail applications, and this is an interesting data point, beat the previous record. Some 20 lakh retail applications came in, beating even what we saw at the time of Avenue Supermarts. So interest remains very, very high as far as the primary market is concerned. And, you know, it's going to remain pretty big in times to come as well. We've got a long line of IPOs which is lined up, and I can maybe rattle off a few. There is GoAir, which is coming up with an IPO. There is Car Trade Tech, which I think is going to come. There's MediAssist Healthcare. There is Zomato, which is going to come up. There are potentially Paytm, Nykaa. I mean, it's a long list in terms of what we're going to see as far as IPO issuances are concerned. And, many do point to this and say that this kind of frenzy should go in as one of the inputs for, the euphoria in the market. And probably that is correct. But it is just one input. And that remains very strong at this point in time. I mean, and it will remain strong as long as the market stays welcoming as far as new paper is concerned.
So, Prashant, which were the big movers this week?
So the big movers were metals, obviously, Santosh, we already discussed this. The index was down about 7.5%. So we talked about it, and I think that maybe if the dollar behaves itself, that should be a space to watch going forward as well. I mean, there was a defensive which did well. Marico, Weaver, Infosys, they were up between 4 and 6%. But I don't think, I think that is just sort of moving to defensive as the overall market started to look a little riskier. Adani Ports lost about some 18% Friday to Friday. But I think, I mean, it's basically now after the correction back on Friday, it did see a powerful rally back up. But I think after the correction, it has come back to its long-term average multiples of about 10 times forward earnings and about 13 odd times forward EBITDA multiples. So I think that's another probably stock to watch. It's a company in that group with a very solid business model. So those are a few things which I think stand out from the week, and maybe then you're going to keep on your radar next week as well.
So Prashant, what are the key things that you'll be keeping an eye out for next week?
Dollar, Santosh. I mean, the one thing that I think will tell us a lot about what financial markets are making of what the Fed has done. You know, so the week gone by has been choppy, especially the second half. And there has been a fair bit of confusion, right? If you look at the price action, it's been a little chaotic. I think as we come back next week, all of that would have settled in. And if we will have a more measured, considered kind of price action. And in all of this, I think if you want to just have one indicator to see if risk is coming back or there is going to be a little more risk off, I think it is the dollar index. As I said, you need to watch the 91.95, basically the 92 level of the dollar index. If the dollar index stays under it, doesn't take that level out, I think, markets may come back to sort of a more comfortable sort of zone, not just here, but globally. So I think that is the one thing in terms of, indicator for markets that I would like to watch from here on.
With that, it's a wrap on this edition of Markets Unplugged. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Have a great weekend. And Prashant, thank you so much for all those insights. And you too, have a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Santosh. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week. Thank you.
Thank you.